Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The seven candidates in the socialist primary will be feeling the pressure this evening as they gear up for this evening's first televised debate. Four socialist candidates, one from the radical left and two ecologists, will be striking the careful balance of trying to rally French voters behind the left while still pushing their individual agendas. The first box to tick is luring as many, if not more, viewers to tune in for the socialist debate as they did for the right. 5.6 million viewers watched the right debates before Fillon's election as candidate. Tonight's socialist debate in the run-up to the first round of votes is at 9 p.m. on TF1. In the meantime, right-wing candidate François Fillon has been trying to get his presidential campaign back on track after losing pace a little. Fillon was in Nice yesterday for a meeting where he pledged that under his presidency, immigration would be kept to a minimum with strict quotas in place. Donald Trump held his first press conference as president-elect of the United States yesterday. It came as no surprise that the billionaire focused on some of his favourite themes from his campaign, including the now infamous plan to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Trump also commented on allegations that Moscow has documents containing compromising information on him, dismissing the claim as a witch hunt. In France, the current flu outbreak has become a concern at the highest levels of state. Health Minister Marisol Touraine has said that the spread of the disease is worrying as it has not even reached its epidemic peak yet. This morning, a meeting is to be held at the Élysée between the Minister of Health, François Hollande, and Martin Hirsch, the President of the APHP. The World Handball Championships got underway yesterday at Bercy. The opening match saw France wipe the floor with Brazil with a final score of 31-16, largely thanks to player Thierry Omeyer and a home crowd. The next match for Les Bleus is tomorrow against Japan. And finally to football, and there's no more mystery as to the lineup of the semi-finals of the Coupe de la Ligue after last night's matches. Paris Saint-Germain beat Metz 2-0 and Bordeaux won against Guingamp 3-2 last night. So the semi-finals will see Bordeaux play Paris Saint-Germain and Monaco against Nancy. The matches will take place in 2 weeks' time on January 25th. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Em Phillips for English Waves.